aan. So op die lyn saam met my vanoggend. Ek voel baie
Parkinson's Awareness Month and today the 11th of April is World Parkinson's Awareness Day. So so thanks for having my mom had Parkinson's and I'm sure many of your listeners can relate to that, you know, with a family member in Durban and you know, I had to build an ecosystem around her. And she had Parkinson's for about 17 years. Sure. And, you know, I mean, the unfortunate thing in South Africa is, you know, the journey can be a very lonely one. And, you know, you tend to then resort to the internet, you know, and enter the rabbit hole where, you know, I mean, you know, it's a very dangerous place to basically be, you know, because there's various sort of stages of Parkinson's. And most of us see the likes of Michael J. Fox or Muhammad Ali as the personalities, and that's how we relate to what the disease is all about. So, you know, I mean, you know, with my mum, you know, she was, you know, she was diagnosed at the age of 58. And, you know, I mean, my dad was still around. And of course, I mean, the thing is, the first thing I wanted to make sure was that, you know, his life could basically continue. And fortunately, you know, we had the resources to, you know, to basically have the, you know, the best care and all of that. But, didn't have all the resources. And so, from a South African perspective is we don't have many support groups. You know, which is where I was basically inspired when she passed on, was one, to pass on the knowledge dance, but two, to start an organization to build an ecosystem for people with Parkinson's.
What is one of your biggest misconceptions about?
Two comes to mind. I mean, the first is a lot of people with Parkinson's, and that's what's so important about. You know, people like yourselves spreading awareness is that, you know, Parkinson's patients can have perfectly normal days and then terrible days. And as the disease progresses and the wearing of symptoms from their medication progresses, you know, I mean, they transcend to what people with Parkinson's knows as on and off symptoms. So someone could walk into Woolworths, you know, perfectly fine, and then walk out, you know, without basically sort of, you know, having sense of their movement and, you know, maybe labeled as being drunk. You know, we had the Parkinson's walk in Durban, last week, Saturday.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Metro Police basically, gave everyone tickets, even though they had wheelchairs. He was doing his job, noting that, you know, they needed to have the right notification on their windows. But what, you know, what was interesting was he actually went on, without any empathy to basically say, well, you know, I've got a friend with Parkinson's and he's actually perfectly normal. So that's the misconception, is that people, you know, people can be perfectly normal in one instance, and in the next instance, could be frozen in their gait and, you know, display more Parkinson's symptoms. That's the one thing. The other thing is purely from a South African perspective, which is a big misconception, and it affects our indigenous communities because of a lack of awareness, is, you know, is that this is a disease that's basically caused by witchcraft. And so what happens in a lot of our rural areas, many people with Parkinson's, you know, do not go diagnosed properly with Parkinson's, and they resigned to the corners of the communities living very insular lives. So I would highlight those two misconceptions that we need to basically turn over through awareness.
How can music and sound therapy support people living with Parkinson's? And have you seen any real-life examples of its impact?
So, Michelle, I have not. I mean, I have not observed or sort of heard of any of anything directly sort of linked to you know, in terms of music therapy with Parkinson's disease. Having said that, you know, if I have to think about it, I mean, you know, Parkinson's disease impacts your you know, your movement and your non-movement disorders. So, so in the sense that, you know, I mean, when it comes to movement disorders, the big issue is that where, you know, what's impacted in your brain is your is the subconscious brain.
Yeah.
And so I can think of music, which provides like rhythm, as being a cue, as being a very helpful cue. And that's why things like Dance with Parkinson's, you know, actually works very, very well. So I could think of that. But of course, in terms of the non-motor symptoms, dealing with more cognitive issues like depression and things like that, of course, you know, there's no better therapy than music as far as that is concerned.
Yeah.
So I would imagine that, you know, music can actually be very therapeutic for people with Parkinson's as it is for people without Parkinson's.
What are some of the biggest challenges faced by people with Parkinson's in South Africa today?
Well, you know, as I started out, Michelle, is that, you know, I mean, you know, the idea of a support group cannot be emphasized enough. I mean, we run a support group in Durban. We have over 150 members. And by the way, we're launching in Cape Town tomorrow, you know, in the southern suburbs. We will be having a weekly sort of rehabilitation workshop. Our launch, you know, for those of your listeners that are still able to make it, it's free of charge. We have Dr. Louis Flock that will be speaking. It's at the Southern Sun Newlands at 9 o'clock tomorrow. And we'll be launching the same program we have in Durban, which will be run at the Kenilworth Enabled Center on a weekly basis, free of charge to the entire community of Durban. So the importance of these, apart from the fact that our workshops are very evidence-based in terms of helping people tap into their habit center so they can override that subconscious movement center to a conscious movement center, we do a lot of therapy as far as that is concerned. You know, I cannot emphasize just the impact of people relating with each other. You know, Michael J. Fox is known as saying that the expert in Parkinson's is the person with Parkinson's.
Yeah.
So from our group in Durban, which we've been running now for 3 years, we've done over 120 workshops on a weekly basis. We've noticed that, you know, people get a lot of interaction with each other. I mean, they learn little tips, you know, I bought this pair of socks from somewhere or like, you know, because at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is we're trying to make sure that people with Parkinson's can live very independent lives. And it's those things that you don't get in your 15-minute consult with your neurologist, unfortunately. You know, and you know, if I can relate the experience with my mum, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners would be able to relate to, is that, you know, people with Parkinson's tend to live very insular lives because they, you know, they don't want to get out. They're too embarrassed to go to a restaurant or anything like that there. And, you know, so what we provide is a safe space where everybody knows each other. Everybody doesn't have to explain what their symptoms are. And so they're able to help each other with tips as well as sort of, you know, just, sharing their own lived experiences.
So, Rakesh, I want to know my last question to you. What is your vision for the future of Parkinson's care and awareness in South Africa?
So, Michelle, our plan is to basically build an ecosystem. We started in Durban because I come from that community, albeit I'm living in Johannesburg. But I built an ecosystem for my mum in Durban. And so it seemed to be the natural place to basically start. And so we've grown that group now to over about 150 members. And as I said, we provide these rehabilitation workshops on a weekly basis. Our plan is to basically replicate that now at the Enable Center in Kenilworth, which will be run every Wednesday from the 23rd of April. And then to basically replicate that same model across the other metros, being Johannesburg and Port Elizabeth, etc. And then basically spread into peri-urban areas and other areas, obviously partnering with physiotherapists, with occupational therapists, with speech therapists, you know, to make it possible. So we want to build a national ecosystem where eventually we, you know, just like you have in, whether you're living in New York or UK, you know, you could phone someone and there's a support group in your area.
Yes.
And And people with Parkinson's can then live more independent lives. They can be more socially confident. And, you know, they can have someone to talk to.
Absolutely.
You know, and we always say people impacted by Parkinson's because it's not just the person with Parkinson's. It's their spouse, their children, their family members, their friends. Everyone is affected. So, you know, when we say build an ecosystem, we say build an ecosystem for people impacted by Parkinson's disease.
Yeah. I thank you very much for your time, Rakesh Haribai, and for what you are doing for Parkinson's diseases out there. And as you say, you started everything because in honor of your mom. And yeah, just keep on, as you say, tomorrow you open the new one there in Kenilworth.
Yeah, so, I mean, once again, I mean, I just encourage all your listeners to come over to the Newland Southern Sun and listen to Dr. Louis Flock, and you'll get more information about the Kenilworth Center, which will start on the 23rd of April. But, I mean, if anyone wants further information, they can contact us on 083-258-3604 or on email at hello, H-E-L-L-O, at parkinsonsza.org. Alternately, the last but not least, our website is www.parkinsonsza.org. It's Parkinson's with an S.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I get hold of you in this week. So thank you very, very much. And thank you for your time. I know you're very busy. Yesterday you were on the airport, I believe.
Yes, well, I actually came for the launch tomorrow morning. So I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm sure most people impacted by Parkinson's in Cape Town is going to find a great sort of advantage. And sorry, last but not least, I just need to say that this is all free of charge. We are totally reliant on the community for donations, but we are a non-profit organization. So all of what we do is free of charge.
Thank you very much. And I hope everyone let you feel welcome here in Cape Town. So welcome here in Cape Town with us. It's an honor to have you here.
And many thanks, Michelle.
Enjoy the rest of your Friday, the rest of your weekend, and fly back safe.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Thanks again for your time. Bye.
Bye.
Daar was the founding director, Rakesh Haribai van Parkinson's ZA. En daar hoor jy net weer, het is so belangrik dat ons moet meer bewusmaking skep van Parkinson's disease. Almal is nie altyd bewus hoe die siekte en die toestand werk nie. En dit, soos hy sê, dit affecteer almal in die familie, jou man, jou vrou, ouma, opa, jou vriende. En dit is nou so lekker om te weet, hulle is besig om so baie awareness te skep daar buite, bewusmaking te skep, en dan die support groups wat hulle oopmaak, laat hierdie mense ook voel, hulle is deel van 'n groep, en nie so alleen voel, en so uitsluit.